Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to 4 beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity: emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Thanks for tuning in once again to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute, a ministry dedicated to proclaiming essential Christian doctrine. We have a phone line open for you, so dial 888-ASK-HANK and join us on the show. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. And now, from the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you so much, Randy. Always great to be in the studio. Always consider it an incredible privilege to be able to answer your questions live throughout the United States and Canada, of course, live around the world as streamed on the World Wide Web at equip.org. If you're with us reading through the Bible right now using the Legacy Reading Plan, you've been reading Joshua and Judges, and perhaps you're already finished with the book of Ruth. But if you're not part of the Legacy Reading Plan, you might want to be motivated, actually perhaps intoxicated, by the Word of God. The Word of God is so precious, it is hard for me to describe. Whenever I need encouragement, whenever I need to be exhorted, whenever I need to be equipped, it is the Word of God by which these things happen in my life. And reading this morning through the book of Ruth, I was reminded about the reoccurring disobedience and idolatry on the part of God's people, just as true today as it was in the time of the biblical judges. But the book of Ruth is the story of a Moabite woman who forsakes her pagan heritage in order to cling to the people of God. And because of her faithfulness in a time of national faithlessness, God rewards her by giving her a new husband, Boaz, a son, Obed, and of course a privileged position in the lineage of David and Jesus Christ. For those who suppose that the blessings of Israel are reserved for ethnic Jews, Ruth provides a sobering corrective. Because though she was a despised enemy of Israel by nationality, she became a member of true Israel by spirituality, demonstrating that it's not about race, but it's always about relationship. This past weekend, I was in Indonesia and Singapore, and I was in Japan. And we see how the world religions are capturing the minds of people and recognize afresh that if we are faithful, the Holy Spirit can move through us in the process of changing lives for time and for eternity. God's left us here for a purpose. We are Christ's ambassadors, as though God is making His will and His way plain through us. And I pray that rather than being a secret agent, you will recognize afresh your opportunity to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. One of the reasons I think that we are not effective people in witness for Christ is we spend little time with Christ on our knees, or fail to recognize that prayer is not just a means by which we bring our request to God, but it is an opportunity to build a relationship with the lover of your soul. For your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast this month, I want to reignite your passion for prayer. The prayer of Jesus is available in an audio format, Secrets to Intimacy with God. It's also available in a soft cover book with a study guide. Again, for your gift, call and ask for the prayer of Jesus. I'd love to send it out to you as my way of saying thank you for standing faithfully with this ministry. And I want to underscore the fact that we need you as part of the team. Without you, we cannot continue making a difference for time and for eternity, not only in the U.S., but in places all around the world. So please stand with us again for your gift. I'd be pleased to send you the prayer of Jesus, either the audio version of the prayer of Jesus or the soft cover book with a study guide. Again, you can write me right now for these resources at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also access these materials on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Or as always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. A lot of you hanging on. By the way, you can get your question on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANG. We'll go right to the phone lines now. Talk to Mike. He's listening on XM-170 in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Hank. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
I have a concern. I have heard several of the teens in my church are reading a book, 23 Minutes in Hell by Bill Weiss. And the whole concept of that book just didn't sound right to me, and I wanted to know if you had an opinion on it or Bill.
Well, I don't know Bill, but I have a strong opinion on the book, and I certainly don't want to judge his motives. I can't judge his heart. But right. I think we have to take these kinds of experiences, which are now being chronicled in books and publications and spread around the world, and test them in light of Scripture and hold fast to that which is good. And I think that if you read what he has written about his experience in hell, I think you are inexorably drawn to the words of Jeremiah, "Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord." And I think this falls into that category, because if you test his description of hell in light of Scripture, that is to say, in light of Scripture read as it ought to be read, I think his vision, his story, is found wanting.
Okay. You don't have anything that you've written about or
well,
like a reference, do you?
We do have something we can send you in this regard along the lines of what I've just been speaking about.
Okay. That would be great. I would appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think Christians in general should approach claims of special supernatural encounters such as 23 Minutes in Hell with caution and skepticism, especially given their anecdotal nature and tendency to conflict with biblical revelation.
Right. Hey, thank you very much, and I appreciate your ministry and what you do.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Mason, listening on the web in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Mason.
Hello, Hank. Thank you for taking my call. My question is reference Joseph Prince. He's a televangelist. My mother, she's really into this guy, and just heard some of the things he said about Romans 14:10-12, mm-hmm. where he said, even as a Christian, we would have to stand before God and give an account for our sins.
Well, you know, I think he's right. We will stand before God and give an account for our sin. There are degrees of reward in heaven and degrees of punishment in hell. It is absolutely clear that we can either build on the foundation of Jesus Christ, as Paul points out, using gold, silver, and costly stones, or conversely, using wood, hay, and stubble. And the fire of God's righteousness will bring to light whether we did what we did for selfish reasons as opposed to for selfless reasons. So I think that he is right in that interpretation of Romans chapter 14. Where I would have exception to his teachings would be on his statement that God didn't provide us with everlasting righteousness and place his spirit within us for nothing. He meant for us to be protected and walking effortlessly in divine health. I think that his take on Scripture in this regard is convoluted and simply incorrect. We are not guaranteed to walk effortlessly in divine health. Rather, we are going to struggle in this world until the time that a new order of things is established. And that is made very clear. There's going to become a time in which God wipes every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. But that is not in this life. It is in the life to come. In the meantime, we all suffer, and eventually we all die. That is the human condition. Christianity doesn't give us a peaceful way to come to terms with the maladies of life. It gives us something far greater, a way to overcome them through the power of Christ's resurrection in a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. I've written about this in a book titled Christianity Crisis 21st Century, which is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org. We'll be right back with more of your questions. Remember the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Be right back.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast, which reaches millions of people. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers answers to over 170 questions that typically stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Get your copy of this 550-page leather hardbound book packed with answers you need to more of today's challenging questions about the Bible and Christianity when you call 888-7000-CRI. Also, for your gift of $100 or more, receive a personalized copy. Order on our secure website at www.equip.org. We'll return to the program in just a few moments. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelical evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The Internet Mission Field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True? Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankronym series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Do you ever find yourself in such a hurry that you come to God in prayer with a list of requests? And before your knees ever touch the ground, you're already thinking about the next thing you need to do? Many Christians struggle to have a meaningful and effective prayer life, but so often we get it backwards. We want a relationship with God without investing any time into that relationship. Hank Hanegraaff gives you the solution in The Prayer of Jesus. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. Now, back to the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Notation, I'm going to be speaking in First Baptist Church, Central Florida in Orlando, April 24th and 25th. That's this coming Saturday and Sunday. Let me tell you about the reliability of the Scripture, how we can know for certain that the Bible is in fact the Word of God and how we can read the Bible for all it's worth. Also going to be speaking that Sunday evening on confronting the New Village Atheist. For more information, you can call the church office at area code 407-293-4571. Again, all of that taking place in Orlando, April 24th and 25th, this Saturday and Sunday. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Charles, listening on The Word in East Liverpool, Ohio. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Hank. I'm just wondering, I have a question to ask you regarding the Holy Spirit. It says in Romans that for many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Does that mean that we are led by the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us, or do we have to sit under pasture, flesh and blood, to teach us and guide us? How would you take that scripture?
Well, however you determine what a pastor is, certainly all of us need one another. We are not Lone Ranger Christians that can do it on our own. And Paul, in the very chapter that you cited, or the very book that you cited, Romans chapter 12, points out that we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. And then he says, if it is teaching, let him teach. Some have been gifted as teachers, and therefore they can rightly break open the Word of God and mine the treasures and serve those treasures to us in such a way that these treasures encourage, edify, exhort, and equip us. Now, if you go to places like China, where I've been recently, it's very unlikely, if you're part of the church there, that you're going to have a pastor, unless you're part of the registered church or the third church. If you're in the house church movement, likely you're going to have to prepare as a pastor yourself so that you can prophesy in the sense of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. So each of the believers comes together and breaks open the Word and edifies the believers based on what the Holy Spirit has communicated to them and through them now in the context of the church to other believers. But you have to remember that we're not Lone Ranger Christians. We can't say just me and my Bible. In fact, when you're baptized into a community of faith or a community of believers that have communion with one another. So again, it's not about an individualistic conversion. You're born into a family of God. You're born into the body of Christ, and each member needs all the others.
But how can you be a Lone Ranger when you have the Holy Spirit and Jesus said he would never leave us alone? How can you be alone when you have the Holy Spirit when Christ is always with us and he said he would never leave us?
Well, he will never leave us. But what I'm talking about is that he has birthed you, Charles, into a body of believers. And therefore, the believers need you and what you have to offer just as you need them and what they have to offer. Just as each of us has a body, and these bodies that we have many different parts, in the same way the church has many different parts because each of us has gifts to contribute. So one is a hand and the other is a mouth and the other is a foot, but together we make up the body. Individually, we are bankrupt. We need one another.
But the Holy Spirit supplies all our needs. I mean, we can do all things through Christ.
Right, but what I am saying is the Holy Spirit has condescended to use you in supplying the needs of others.
Then why didn't? Then why did they have the Holy Spirit? What the Holy Spirit is for? Then I mean, if they have the Holy Spirit, and I have. Why wouldn't he my gift when the same gift is in them? Because we've all been baptized into one body. We all can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
Okay, so you disagree with what the Apostle Paul is saying in Romans chapter 12.
Paul said that we have many members, but yet all the members are one, that we can do all things in Christ. Paul said he was an apostle, he was a prophet, he was a pastor, preacher, teacher, unto all men, like Christ.
Okay, so we need one another.
We all one. Whoso receiveth you, receiveth me. We're not divided. We've all been baptized into one body.
Well, that's correct, and we need one another, and that's the point I'm making.
Well, we have all things in us. We have Christ. I mean, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Well, Charles, I appreciate your point of view. Again, you may want to learn to read the Bible for all it's worth. I think we're sort of missing one another in the communication. But I think it is really important to recognize that the body is not complete without you. It's not complete without me. And therefore, we're not Lone Ranger Christians. We're baptized into a community of faith. That's what baptism does. It identifies us visibly with the body of Christ, and not all have the same gifts, and therefore the Holy Spirit works through us to edify and exhort us using the gifts he has given to us, a gift, Charles, that the body needs from you, and a gift that you would be impoverished with if you didn't receive it from the body. The Holy Spirit works through all of the believers as different parts of the body that are all necessary for us to make a difference for time and for eternity. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Ernie, listening on Bot Radio in Kansas City, Kansas. Hi, Ernie.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. When in Genesis, you have when God says, "Let there be light," there was light. He spoke things into existence. If I'm wrong, let me know. But my question is, why is there a difference that he spoke these things into existence when he chose to create man?
Yeah.
I see that as a difference.
Well, it is interesting that when he creates the world ex nihilo out of nothing, he also creates man, and the man that he creates is both physical and metaphysical, which is to say a body-soul unity. And his creation, however, can be done differently, but it is the same creator using different means to create.
Okay. So, I mean, was I right as far as speaking into existence? Because I don't want to...
Yes. God created ex nihilo. He created out of nothing. And then what he created out of nothing, he used to create man. He used the dust of the earth to create man.
Okay.
But the point is that he is the creator of all things.
Right.
And without him, nothing is created that has been created. And what's so beautiful when you read the book of Acts, you see this story of creation being reconfirmed by the Apostle Paul. From one man, God made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. He determined the exact times and places that they should live, and God did this so that men might reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. So he created us as those who reflect his communicable attributes. So we are reflections of God, and also given to this world to not only fulfill the Great Commission, but also the cultural mandate. In other words, he's planted us in the garden, and we are to tend that garden until he returns.
Okay.
Okay?
Same.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. I want to go back to the phone lines. Talk to Paul in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Hank. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good talking to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have a question in regards, well, long story short, the program of Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 steps.
Yes.
Is that in alignment from biblical perspective and reference? Is it okay to be involved knowing that Christ is the King? I was told by a pastor that you do not need the 12 steps. All you need is Jesus.
Well, it is true that all we need is Jesus, but Jesus works through human agency. He has condescended to use us as his hands and his feet. And Bill Wilson, who founded Alcoholics Anonymous, he had a vision of a fellowship of alcoholics dedicated to helping each other stay sober through a program open to all religions. Now, they talk about a higher power and don't identify that higher power, but you can. You can use your testimony for Jesus Christ to point out that while the 12 steps were originally founded on biblical principles, only the Bible gives us the answer for life as well as life after life. In other words, we are living not just to overcome our habits in this life, but to build towards an eternity in the life to come. So much good can come out of Alcoholics Anonymous, but if it is the end, it is short-circuited. It needs more than that. Ultimately, we need biblical worldview and Jesus Christ. Be right back.
Jesus' last words to his disciples were to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. You can reach Spanish-speaking people with three of Hank's best-selling books in Spanish, The Apocalypse Code, Third Day, and The Prayer of Jesus. Additionally, you can listen to The Prayer of Jesus in Spanish on audio CD. Sharing these resources is a great way to reach out to a family member, friend, or neighbor whose first language is Spanish. To order, go to equip.org or call one of our resource consultants now at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible.
Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read.
Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book, you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org. Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True. Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Now, back to the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
And you can also go to the World Wide Web to check on the cruise, the Western Caribbean cruise. It's called The Word. We have not only messages every single day, great worship, but also theology talks at night where we sit around and we ask questions and do essentially what I do on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It's a time in which you will be nurtured, edified, and equipped to make a difference. God has left you here for a purpose, to make a difference for time and for eternity. So many of you hanging on. We'll go right to the phone lines. Brock, listening on XM 170 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Brock.
Hi, how you doing, Hank? Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You got it, my friend.
I just wanted to let you know that, I mean, I really thank God for your show and for how you answer the calls. It has really helped me to understand the truth of the Word of God. And, I mean, I really, really appreciate your ministry.
Thank you.
My question is, Jesus' first miracle was changing water into wine. And I've been trying to research and get a clear answer and understanding of why Jesus would change water into wine when wine is so destructive in people's lives. And you know what I mean? It has caused more problems and more just social problems that I just can't figure out why God would even, you know, change water into wine.
Yeah, remember everything that God has created for us has to be used in the sense that He has created it for. And we can't abuse it. So God has given us the wonderful capacity to eat food. And what a blessing to be able to eat food and digest it. But It is not a blessing. It is rather a curse to abuse food and to become a glutton. The same thing that is true with our physical body is true with respect to our mind. which is to say that if you're a glutton and you satiate yourself with food, it becomes hard to think clearly. And if you indulge in too much wine, it becomes hard to think clearly because you now have worked yourself into an altered state of consciousness, which the Bible forbids. Paul says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Now, he doesn't say do not drink wine. In fact, he tells his protege, Timothy, take a little wine for your stomach. The point in Scripture is drunkards and gluttons, and the two are linked together. They become poor, and drowsiness closes us in rags. That's what Solomon said. And he also said, do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on food or on meat. Because wine is a mocker, beer a brawler, whoever is led astray by them is not wise. So the point again is we need to, if we drink wine, drink it in moderation, also need to realize that the wine today in our culture is greatly more intoxicating than the wine that Jesus Christ is speaking of in the Bible. The alcohol content is far greater in a glass of wine that you would have today than in a glass of wine you would have then. But again, it can be used in moderation as long as you are not going to become a wine bibber, just as food should be used in moderation because you shouldn't ever become a glutton.
Okay, well, I appreciate that answer. Most of what you said, I kind of had already concluded, but then I kept asking myself, well, they already had wine at the fest, so any more? I mean, why would they need additional wine? It seemed to me like additional wine would be using it outside of moderation. And I don't know, maybe
It has to do with the number of guests. It doesn't have to do with what each guest consumes. And certainly Jesus Christ is not trying to lead someone into temptation by creating water or taking water and creating wine out of it. But you also have to realize that this was a miracle that Jesus Christ did to demonstrate that he has the power over nature, that he is the one who created nature, has the power of all for all things, and the miracles themselves testify to who Jesus Christ is.
Right.
But if Christ through his power is able to take a few loaves and fishes and make a whole lot of food out of it, that in no way necessitates anyone becoming a glutton as a result of it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
We have to discipline ourselves.
Okay, all right. Well, I really appreciate your answer and your ministry. God bless you. Thank you very much.
And I appreciate you calling, Brock. God bless you as well. I want to go back to the phone lines now, talk to Michael. He's listening in Arizona. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Hank.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm in Arkansas, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Winslow, Arkansas. Yeah, I have a question for you before I go any further. We love you. God bless you. And I have your study Bible and several of your books. My problem is, and it's a good friend of mine who's a Catholic. I'm Southern Baptist. And he's argued with me several times now, and I hate to say it, put it that way, because I'm trying to keep it on a good level over John chapter 6, over Eucharist and over transubstantiation. And he's telling me that I'm reading the scripture wrong, that it should be taken literally. And I'm saying, man, I think it's metaphors, and I think that you're reading things into it, and I refer to to verse 63 where he says, "I'm speaking to you in spirit," and I just I need some way to talk to him. I love him; he's a fellow Christian. We love each other, but it's just a frustrating time when we try to get through this. And I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, I love the attitude with which you're coming to this debate, loving your brother, caring for him, and then ultimately caring about reading the Bible for all it's worth. That's the kind of attitude that we should display. And when you do that, you reach as opposed to repel. I love what Luther said about John chapter 6. He said the words of John chapter 6 are not to be made to refer to the sacrament of the altar, and whoever interprets them in that way does violence to the text. There's not a letter in them that refers to the Lord's Supper, and why should Christ have here in mind the sacrament when it was not yet instituted? And then Luther says the whole chapter, speaking of John chapter 6, speaks of spiritually eating, namely faith. So exactly what you just said is
Amen.
Correct.
Amen.
It's
well,
about
he did
spiritually
bring that
eating.
Up also about the, you know, the sacrificial lamb and at the altar and everything else. But it's just sad because we love each other, you know, and it's just it kind of tears at my heart, you know. And you've helped me out. And I appreciate it.
Well, the great church fathers, and you may want to point this out to him, this may have a lot of weight with him, if you talk about Athanasius or Augustine or Tertullian, they say essentially the same thing that Luther said, that the passage is to be taken spiritually, not in a wooden literal sense. Of course, when Jesus said, I am the bread of life, he doesn't mean I am the staff of life. He's talking about being the stuff of life, the essence of life.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I sure appreciate you, Hank. Hey, we love you. Oh, I got to tell you real quick, my wife, I'd listen to you, and my wife would listen. She says, well, I just can't quite get this guy, but she saw you on TV, and she said, he's so much easier to understand when I'm watching him. I just had to share that with you. She's probably turning red right now and doesn't know why. But anyway. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Michael. And we're all learning together. We're all growing together. But the point of doing a broadcast like this is demonstrating that the Christian faith is historic and evidential. It's not blind faith. It's always faith in evidence. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. The Bible is rooted in history and evidence. There are maps in the Bible because the Bible takes place in real time and space. So when we believe that the Bible is the infallible repository of redemptive revelation, that's not blind faith, it's faith in evidence. We have manuscript evidence, archaeological evidence, predictive prophecy, and scriptural synergy together developing a compelling case that these are the words of God, not merely the words of men, and they are the words by which one can attain to everlasting, eternal life with the very one who spoke them. Be right back.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate, the internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org or call us at 888-7000-274. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True. Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. It's the 21st century and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition. Passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. We're able to fulfill that mission with our many outreach efforts between two offices, one in Charlotte, North Carolina, and another in Calgary, Canada. But we need ministry partners to both pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the Bible Answer Man support team? These monthly donors are the backbone of our financial support for our broadcasts, publications, and outreach activities. And when you partner with us, you'll receive special benefits such as specially selected resources to help you with your spiritual walk. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call CRI today at 888-7000-274. You can also join the support team or find out answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. That's equip.org. We now return to today's program. Once again, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And before returning to our callers, let me mention that April support is running behind right now. We don't want a deficit spend. We need to keep short accounts with our radio stations, and therefore we need to evaluate support for each station each month. We'll be making decisions in the next couple of days what stations we will continue on and which we will have to drop as a result of the lack of support. If you can stand with us in any way, to continue this ministry, not just the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but the work that we do on cults, the occult, aberrant Christian theologies, the work that we do to equip people to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect, we would deeply appreciate it. Some of you have been blessed by the Lord in a fantastic way, and you can use that blessing to give to a ministry that's making a difference for time and for eternity. Some can give large amounts, some small amounts, but together, each part of the body can really make a difference through a ministry that God has raised up for just such a time as this. We do what we do because truth matters. Again, you can give on the World Wide Web at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Bobby, listening on Bot Radio in South Haven, New Jersey. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
My question is,
just how do I gain the love, the true love, Jesus Christ? And I guess the reason I ask the question is because I've doubted salvation for so long. And I lived with Christ for a certain amount of time, and then when something comes up and I struggle and I fail, I just begin to doubt my salvation.
Yes, yes.
I failed many times.
Yes.
But I'm like,
Bobby, what a beautiful question, and I think it's a question that we should all ask ourselves from time to time. How can I fall in love with Christ all over again? And the answer is not a magic potion that you can drink. It's not a silver bullet. It's not an instant solution, but it's a lifestyle. And that lifestyle comes by, first of all, recognizing what Jesus recognized, the love of the Father. Dr. Luke says that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places to pray because he treasured fellowship with his heavenly Father. So we need to envelop ourselves in prayer, not just for a few moments on our knees, but we should be in an attitude of prayer throughout our day. I remember today a couple of times when I was discouraged about some news that I had received, calling out upon the name of Jesus and asking him for strength and guidance. We should be in that constant attitude of prayer, knowing that we are in fellowship with the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, but also the one who knit us together in our mother's womb. And then, of course, we need to stay in the Word of God. As I was reading through the book of Ruth earlier this morning, I was encouraged by the message of this book. And when we're in the Word of God on a daily basis, God speaks to us through His Word. He encourages us through the Psalms and through the Proverbs and through the daily reading as we work ourselves through the Bible every single day. Not as just a discipline, although it is that, but more as spiritual nourishment. And it's interesting that meditating on the Word of God then becomes the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life, not a monologue, but a dialogue with God. And then, of course, to have that spiritual passion constantly renewed, we need to be members of a healthy, well-balanced church where we partake of the sacraments, where we are baptized, where we are used as members of the body, edifying the body, because when we are, we see the Holy Spirit moving through us in the process of making a difference for time and for eternity. And then I think it's important for us to be equipped to share what we believe and why we believe it, because that in itself reinvigorates our faith. The winds and the waves of doubt will beat upon your house. And I think, Bobby, the fact that you have not only recognized that, but you're willing humbly to suggest that that's happened to you is helpful to everybody listening in. But when the winds and waves of doubt beat upon your house, then you should always go back to those foundational issues that we can take refuge in when the storms of life come. And that is, we can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God created the universe and that He created us in His image. We can know for certain that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and therefore God is not merely transcendent, but He's knowable. He's there to encourage us, even to pick us up when we fall along the path of life. And then we can know that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. Therefore, what we have given our life to is rooted in faith that is not blind, but faith in evidence. So we have a firm foundation for our faith, and by going back to that foundation, we're solidified in our faith, and that then causes us to live our lives with eternity in mind. And living our lives with eternity in mind means that we don't lay up for ourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt and where thieves break in and steal, but rather we lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where our heart is, there is the essence of life. And our heart follows the treasure. So if the treasure is in eternity, then our heart turns to eternal verities as well. So again, it's getting back to those basics. And I actually wrote a section on this in Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. How do you get back to those basics that reinvigorate our passion for the Lord, for the Great Commission, for the Great Commandment, which is to love Him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others, which, of course, is the great and first commandment, and then the second like unto it. And of course, Jesus rebukes the church of Ephesus that you have forsaken your first love. And of course, the solution he gives is remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. And of course, those things you remember at the flower of your Christianity, you are invigorated and impassioned, and you do those things that I'm talking about now. But somehow or other, along the road of life, we become dead and dull, and so we have to go back to those first fruits, that love and passion we have for first things. Love one another, support one another, and love God through obedience to His commands. In other words, the Christian life is a life of discipline and dedication, and out of that we bear the fruit of our salvation.
Now, how do I become the free Christian? Do I just make that a mindset in my own mind?
Well, I think there are some tools you need along the way, and one of those tools is something that we're recommending. It's a book I actually wrote back in 2001 and 2002. In fact, it was in the top 10 books for 2 years in a row. It's called The Prayer of Jesus, but I have an audio version of that right now, and it teaches you to go back to your first love and reignite, reinvigorate your faith. It's Secrets to Intimacy with God as the subtitle, which is exactly what you're asking about right now. So if you want to hang on, I can send the audio version of that to you right now.
Okay.
And hopefully that will bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bobby, thank you so much for calling. I want to announce to everybody listening across the United States and Canada on the web on XM 170. I'm going to stay in the studio for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls. So if you're hanging on right now, please be patient. I'll try to get to you as soon as possible. And if you're calling in, remember the number in the U.S. and Canada, as always, is 888-ASK-HANK. Do remember that your support of this ministry is so vital. I can't encourage you enough to stand with us, not to give to us, but through us. The ministry is bearing abundant, abiding fruit. You can have a part in that. Please send your most generous donation today to Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Better yet, you can give in a safe, secure fashion online at www.equip.org on the World Wide Web, or simply talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We'll be right back with more in just a moment.
Get ready to set sail for the adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss our Western Caribbean cruise May 9th through 16th. Sailing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, you'll join Hank Hanegraaff and award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp for 7 packed days of worship and study on board the stately Carnival Legend. Incredibly low rates include all conference fees, accommodations, and dining. Dates in May make it a perfect way to honor mothers or celebrate special graduates. So for more information or to register today, go to our website at equip.org or call our friends at Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains 5 of the greatest works by 5 of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today, about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.